Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback.
You know, with everything going on with artificial intelligence, the coaching industry, the growth of coaching, I mean, artificial intelligence is growing in almost every single industry. I was just talking to someone in the financial services industry, and he was telling me how many new AI products were being introduced into his world. And he said, it's a little bit daunting. It's a little bit scary. You know, are we going to be replaced? You know, anytime there's a technology revolution, it makes people excited. It also makes people nervous. Here's one of the funny things. When I think about our industry, I think about the fundamentals. I think about Tasha Yurick's work on self-awareness. Now, anybody who knows me knows I've been, you know, preaching the gospel of her book, Insights, a New York Times bestseller. And one of the things that I absolutely love about her book is it really brings it back to the fundamentals of self-awareness. So let's take someone who's got passed over for a job. Let's take somebody who's negative at work. Let's take somebody who just does their job and they're not an overly helpful teammate. Let's take those three scenarios. You know, when you think about the answers and the tools to help somebody with a negative attitude, to help someone become a better teammate, to help someone gain more emotional intelligence and self-awareness in the moment they get passed over for a promotion, and how to act professionally and plausibly and certainly supportive of the person who got the job. There are tools already out there that can help those people. So when you think about the concept of self-coaching, think about a person with a negative attitude. They're not going to go up to their boss's door and say, boss, do you have any AI tools? My attitude stinks. They're not going to do that. So what's going to happen is AI is going to become another tool, just like our LMS courses, just like YouTube videos, just like our coaching services. If you use an outside coaching agency, AI will become another tool. It will not replace in-person coaching. So let's go back to my friend. He's in financial services. He told me, he goes, I'm worried. And I said, well, have you asked your boss? He said, you know, I don't think he knows. He looks as overwhelmed as I do. I said, have you asked him? Have you talked to him about it? He said, no, I'm almost scared to. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if you don't talk to him, you're not going to get the answers that you need. Yet it really depicts the mentality of people when they see something coming and coming fast. Nothing will replace the leader to subordinate conversation. Nothing will replace peer-to-peers talking to each other and potentially coaching each other. You know, coaching is about asking questions. It's about driving people to newer heights and giving them that choice to make that change, invest in those actions. Now, let's go to a last element that I think is very prevalent right now. People are actively looking for jobs. So when you think about AI and you're going to be prescriptive and having an AI tool potentially help your employees, what's going to happen in that moment? What's going to happen? Are they really going to be honest with themselves and say, yeah, my career's floundering? Or maybe they don't know what their motivation is. That's going to require human connection, especially when a boss or a peer has context to what that person likes, dislikes. They've seen them in action. AI's not going to have that foundation. So we have to remember that AI is not just another tool. It's a pretty powerful tool. Now, I'm going to be candid. We built our own automation platform. We just built our own practice app. We just built out our own self-coaching chatbot that is filled with content and questions germane to the way we like to coach. We have our own artificial intelligence tool where coaches or leaders can ask how to coach somebody based on a workplace situation. So we're vested in AI. We're not against AI. We're all for it. Yet, it's not going to, nor should it, replace all the other forms of coaching afforded to us.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21-day programs for employees to learn, and more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.